Welcome to another program of Heart and Soul, playing the music of the church throughout the ages, from ancient modern hymns to songs of praise and worship from the early days to the songs of today. Heart and Soul comes to you each week with a Bible message also to encourage and challenge you. Now, here is your host for today's program, Jan Baker.
In the music of the church throughout the ages, many wonderful singers and choirs have emerged over the years. We all have our favourites. Most times in radio, we only play one track of an artist and then we move on to another, leaving little time to enjoy the ministry of a favourite singer. You have to buy your own CD if you want to hear more. On Heart and Soul, from time to time, we're going to feature an artist in one part of our program in which we hope to savour the variety of ability of that artist. On this program, we're going to devote part of the last segment of the first of these artists. Today will be Don Francisco. Stay tuned for that, and as well, David will bring us a challenge about living with a cause greater than ourselves. Let's commence with a good rousing version of Charles Wesley's hymn, Who is on the Lord's Side, sung by St. Michael's Singers.
Who is on the Lord's side? Who for me? God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
Green on Heart and Soul then, with a tune that his wife Melody wrote and we love singing, There Is a Redeemer. Now to a medley of songs about the blood of Jesus and the cross. Tom Fetke and Billy Ray Heen team up with their chorus to bring us There Is a Fountain at the Cross and Glory to His Name. You're with Heart and Soul.
And see.
inspiration of Christian hymns and song, Heart and Soul. Heart and Soul.
One of the great English hymn writers was Isaac Watts. Born in 1674, Watts has been described as the father of English hymnody. His father was a Prosperous clothes maker as well as a schoolmaster, and Isaac was raised in the Congregational movement. Fierce religious persecution saw Watts's father imprisoned twice for refusing to give up worship with his church. In 1707, Isaac Watts published his first collection of hymns called Hymns and Spiritual Songs, which was one of the earliest hymnals. It was this collection of great hymns like When I Survey the Wondrous Cross first appeared. He went on to produce many other hymn collections. The hymn Alas and Did My Saviour Bleed was one of his hymns, and we hear it now with the Royal London Orchestra and Chorus.
I was driving along an unfamiliar road and came to a hill. I had no idea what was on the other side. I thought, what if the road ends abruptly over a cliff? Of course it didn't. I didn't have to worry because I know that our main roads are well planned and engineered. Life's a bit like that. God has designed a road for you and me to follow. His Son Jesus shows us the way and promises to be with us as we journey through life.
Sacrifice. Savior and my Lord, my conqueror and my King, thy scepter and thy sword, thy reigning grace I see. Thine is the crown. Behold, I see the living ones beneath thy feet.
That was the hymn, Join All Thy Glorious Names, with the orchestra and chorus conducted by J. Daniel Smith. You're listening to Heart and Soul, and I'm Jan Baker. Many of the contemporary songs are couched in words that could be construed as romantic. In other words, these songs can be sung by a committed Christian but somehow penetrate the secular market as well. Amy Grant has been able to reach hundreds for Christ in this way, and yet her words are unashamedly described her journey and her love for Christ. Such a song is Love Has a Hold on Me. Of course, she means the love of Jesus. Amy Grant. John Marsh and chorus with Oh, To Be Like You.
This is Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages.
David now with a word for you today. Thanks, David.
If I wanted to give a title to the message for today, it would be this: Living for a Cause Greater Than Yourself. In Proverbs 19 and verse 17, we read these words: He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will reward him for what he has done. If you were God and you wanted to send one of your servants to help the less fortunate in the world, how would you train your servant for this task? Our ways are not God's ways. We find an interesting story in the case of Brigid, a woman born in the early 400s in Ireland. Brigid was born from a sexual encounter between an Irish king and one of his slaves. She was raised as a slave girl within the king's household and was required to perform hard work on the king's farm. From the beginning, Brigid took notice of the plight of the less fortunate. She would give the butter from the king's kitchen to the working boys. She once gave the king's sword to a passing leper, an act about which the king was absolutely enraged. The king tried to marry her off, but to no avail. One day, Brigid fled the king's house and committed herself to belonging only to Christ. Brigid sought other women who also wanted to belong to Christ. Seven of them organized a community of sisters that became known as the Settlement of Kildare, a place where many thatch-roofed dwellings were built, and where artist studios, workshops, guest chambers, a library, and a church evolved. These and other settlements became little industries all to themselves, producing some of the greatest craftsmanship in all of Europe. Many of the poor had their lives bettered because of Brigid's ministry to them. Brigid became a travelling evangelist, helping the poor and preaching the gospel, and when she died in 453, it is estimated 13,000 people had escaped from slavery and poverty to Christian service and industry. Her name became synonymous with the plight of the poor. She was a woman who turned a life of slavery and defeat into a life lived for a cause greater than herself. She became a nationally known figure among her people, and the Irish people still recognize her each February the 1st. God has called each of us to live for a cause greater than ourselves. If God asked you what you had done for the poor, what would you say? Jesus had a special place in his heart for the poor. Ask God how you might use your gifts and talents to improve the plight of the poor in your community. Ministry of organizations like Compassion and World Vision, where you can sponsor a child in a third world country and break the cycle of poverty in that child's life. It was my privilege to hear a representative of Compassion tell us recently that not only have they seen an individual child released from poverty and blessed for life, but the cycle of poverty is broken for the following and future generations coming from that child. In the case of supported girls, many of them are saved from a life of moral degradation, prostitution, as well by a simple monthly gift. That child becomes, in effect, your child. And the joy of seeing one more soul plucked from the burning of Satan's fires in this world is so wonderful indeed. Do you think that that does not bring a real smile to the face of the Lord when he sees that kind of thing happen? Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you did it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Someone might say supporting one child through Compassion or one family through rickshaws means only one among so many, and we look at the whole forest of need and forget the individual. When we see it is only the individual and not reaching many, we become discouraged or disenchanted and fail to do anything about it. You may have heard the story of a boy walking along a beach and noticing an abundance of starfish that had been beached on the sand by a large incoming tide. He was observed by a man as from time to time he stooped down and returned one starfish here and another there into the sea again. The man approached the boy and said to him, "What difference does it make throwing the odd starfish back into the water when there are so many lying on the beach?" "Mister," said the boy, "it makes a great deal of difference to the ones I throw back." True, logistically, we can't make a difference to the sea of humanity in need in the world today. Jesus said, "The poor you have with you always." But you can make a world of difference to the life of this girl here, that boy there, or a whole family through organizations like Rickshaws for India. Have you ever seen a picture of a girl or a boy before being supported through the likes of Compassion and later in life when she has graduated from school or the boy has gone to university and acquired a beautiful faith in Christ? Your heart just rings as you notice the difference in their face. Oh, how inspiring and beautiful it is then to realize one Western Christian or church faithfully giving each month a minimal amount has brought about the creation of that beautiful soul whose family will never be impoverished again. Jesus said that he came to preach good news to the poor. You can be Christ's preacher to the poor by ministering of your possessions through wonderful Christian missions. At the beginning of my message to you today, I quoted that verse from Proverbs. It has a promise. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord. Listen to the promise, and the Lord will reward him for what he has done. We can spend so much on ourselves, and in this society, even the poorest among us in this land is affluent compared to some of the people in other lands who aren't even able to obtain a morsel of bread but have to go about begging. Think of the number of beggars in many cities in India and other countries. Think of those that are so poor that they don't know where the next meal is coming from. But he who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord. In other words, the Lord has great affection for those that are poor. He always did. Remember, in his busy ministry, he took time out to feed the hungry. And in the early church, remember that they spent a great deal of time ministering to those who were in need. Do you know it does something so wonderfully powerful in your life, especially if you're going through something, to give something away to bless someone else? It's an exercise which completely destroys that power that settles upon you sometimes to bring you down. It can lift you up. And of course, if you want to do something practical, you can probably obtain the address of Compassion by phoning your radio station. Or maybe you have a preferred organization that you would like to give to. Start today and make a difference in someone's life. Do that which is nearest and dearest to the heart of the Lord. That is, ministering to the poor. I tell you, it will bring you great blessing into your life. Start today and make a difference in someone's life, even as Christ has made a difference in yours. God bless you as you do.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. O Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. In giving to all men that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life. O Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul.
David Parks then with a St. Francis's prayer, make me a channel of your peace.
when the burdens grow greater, you sendeth more strength. When the labors increase to added affliction, he addeth his mercy to multiply trials, his multiplied needs. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary known to men. For out of his infinite riches
As we promised at the beginning of today's program, we're going to hear three tracks from Don Francisco. Don Francisco is the Christian storyteller of the highest order. He possesses the rare ability to match a complex tale with a melody and present a beautiful Christian story. Don Francisco is his real name. He says his surname appears to have come from his Portuguese ancestors who came to America about 200 plus years ago. He's had some big name artists record his written songs, like this one, He's Alive.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. The garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. Gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
Heart and Soul.
You've had all sorts of opportunities but never taken advantage of them. What a failure. A lot of people thought the same about Jesus as he hung dying on the cross. But was he a failure? From God's point of view, Jesus achieved everything that was asked of him. And as far as we're concerned, the fact that Jesus rose from the dead means that we can claim forgiveness from God. That's hardly a failure.
Don Francisco.
When I wake up in the morning, put my feet on the floor, I set my heart in the right direction. Let the world be driven by its worries and fears. My faith is in the resurrection. Through the power of the Spirit who lives in me, you know the devil cannot hold a candle. There ain't nothing gonna happen today the Lord and I together can handle. You know I love to start the morning on the truth in His Word, because His promises beat anything that I've ever heard. When I walk in His commandments and His promises too, I know His blessings gonna follow me whatever I do. So when I wake up in the morning, put my feet on the floor, I set my heart in the right direction. Let the world be driven by its worries and fears. My faith is in the resurrection. Through the power of the Spirit who lives in me, you know the devil cannot hold a candle. There ain't nothing gonna happen today that the Lord and I together can handle. But you know sometimes later in the heat of the day, I'll get a little anxious, start losing my way. Then He gently reminds me deep down in my soul, He's still the King and He's still in control. Son, I lift my heart and thank Him for the things that He's done. I open my Bible and just listen to Him. He takes my empty cup and fills it up to the brim. So when I wake up in the morning, put my feet on the floor, I got my heart in the right direction. Let the world be driven by its worries and fears. My faith is in the resurrection. To the power of the Spirit who lives in me, you know the devil cannot hold a candle. There ain't nothing gonna happen today that the Lord and I together, the Lord and I together, the Lord and I together can handle.
That was a song called The Lord and I Together. Now to complete the three tracks, we'll hear Don's song about his favourite person, and it's called Jesus of Nazareth.
Of Nazareth, killed by your sin, raised by the Spirit to life without end. Gently He speaks to you deep down inside. Let go of your sin, your fear and your pride. Now is the time to give in to His love, binding your heart to the Father's above. Jesus is waiting with arms open wide. Come to the Savior, you won't be denied. Jesus of Nazareth, killed by your sin, raised by the Spirit to life without end. Gently He speaks to you deep down inside. Let go of your sin, your fear and your pride. Now is the time to give in to His love, binding your heart to the Father's above. Jesus is waiting with arms open wide. Come to the Savior, you won't be denied. Jesus Jesus of Nazareth, killed by your sin, raised by the Spirit to life without end. Gently he speaks to you deep down inside. Let go of your sin, your fear and your pride. Now is the time to give in to his love, binding your heart to the Father's above. Jesus is waiting with arms open wide. Come to the Savior, you won't be denied.
Well, we hope you enjoyed those Don Francisco tracks. Truly a great ministry to us all. You're with Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages. Let's conclude today with Charles Wesley's hymn, which looks forward to the coming of Jesus. Come Thou, Long Expected Jesus. The St. Michael Singers. Brings this edition of Heart and Soul to a close. Our speaker was the Reverend David Evans.
If you've been blessed by Heart and Soul, why not drop us a line? Our email address is heartandsoulmusic@bigpond.com. We have a website. It's heartandsoul.org.au. Or you might like to write to this radio station in appreciation for them bringing us to you. Heart and Soul is an Australian program